Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, listen, it's not like I was the first one to talk about it, but we've been talking about the relationship with technology and our children on this show for years. I have three teenagers, so I'm in the middle of it, and I'm guilty of a ton of bad habits myself. And so when things started picking up steam with schools trying to address it, I've been very hawkish for a long time about, you know, wanting to limit and restrict it, because I think that when our kids don't have it, then they do better in so many different ways. And I've lost the battle a lot in my house. So, and so a lot of schools have done a lot of different, the policy range is sort of wide. Some schools do the Yonder pouches. You know, Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, was talking earlier that his kid's school stopped doing the Yonder pouches, just penalize if you have it, which is an interesting way to do it too. And there's a bunch of different approaches to it. But the curiosity is, you know, how has it gone? And so Livy Stanford from the Hartford Courant joins us now because she...
Good morning.
I'm so happy you wrote this piece. Whether your editor assigned it or you did it yourself, I don't know. But like, I've been waiting for this, and you did such a nice job. So I'm really grateful that you wrote it. I encourage people to go to Courant.com. Again, Stanford, Stanford. Just Google that in Hartford Courant, and you'll get it. I mean, I've really been waiting for this.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I had thought about it. It's been something I've been looking into for quite some time, something even over a long range of period, just been interested in to see this connection between technology and learning. And it's been interesting to see that really hearing from students and hearing from educators that taking away the cell phones has really not only helped with academic achievement, it's helped with connection. And more socialization. And it was an interesting story to report, and was lucky to be able to talk to these four districts about what they've been seeing.
Yeah, just, you know, before we get into the nuts and bolts, tell us what districts and the range of people you talked to.
Yeah, I spoke to Torrington, Waterbury, Manchester, and New Haven school districts, superintendents. I spoke to teachers in those districts. I spoke to students at a school, Metropolitan Business Academy in New Haven, about how they were feeling. I spoke to the Connecticut Education Association, and I spoke to legislators. So it was a broad range of people from different areas, just about cell phones. It was very fascinating.
You know, in terms of, you talked about how it was pretty positive across the board in a couple of different categories. But was there is it a total consensus, or was there any stakeholder that was like, I don't know?
Well, the consensus I got from the superintendents I spoke to, and even the students I spoke to, is that there's a broad consensus that they're all for it. You know, there was one student who I was quoted in the story who talked about, he was honest in saying, well, you know, it makes it difficult for me to get a hold of my coach. It makes it difficult for me to schedule. And I have to admit that I'm a little frustrated with it. But then he talked more about, but at the same time, you know, as part of the student government, I'm able to really connect with people and learn about their cultural interests and about their hobbies. And this is stuff I wouldn't have been able to find before if I had the cell phone. So most of all, most people seem to be in support of it.
We're talking with Livy Stanford from the Hartford Courant about, you know, sort of some feedback, if you will, if not necessarily hard data on a lot of the implementation of limitations on cell phone use in schools. And you sort of break it down into student engagement, academic growth, discipline. You know, where did you see the most demonstrative change?
Well, academic achievement is still, you know, the jury's out there because some of the superintendents I spoke to, particularly in Torrington and Manchester, said they're still waiting to see what the trends are.
Right.
So, you know, but in Waterbury, though, they said that they saw marked improvements on their SATs. So they really see that there's been a major growth. And in New Haven, they talk about homework assignments being returned and more engagement. So they're starting to see, but they just don't want to make that correlation yet. They're trying to wait to see more data
right.
trends. But what I did see is that discipline has really changed in all these districts a lot, particularly in Manchester, which talked about having, you know, 600 fewer discipline referrals. And they say they can really, you know, correlate that back to cell phone, you know, bans. And, you know, that's probably the biggest change I saw in the reporting was what's happening, you know, in Manchester and that change in discipline. But all of them reported that they've seen fewer discipline referrals. New Haven talked about that, too. Torrington as well. So they're all seeing that.
Well, I mean, the truth is, like anyone who knows kids, I mean, these tensions can foment online and through texting and all that stuff, and that can ratchet up the intensity of any situation. So if that's not...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Not involved, it's an immediate de-escalator, right? So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Livy Stanford from the Hartford Courant here on Brian and Company. I don't know all the policies in those different places. Is there a sense from your reporting, you might not have a sense or an opinion on this, but is there an approach that works over others? Because, I mean, all these places took the phones, put them in the pouches, and then gave it back at the end of the day.
I mean, all of those districts have been banning the cell phones, and that is clear in those four districts and putting them away for the day. I do know that as I mentioned in the story, there's not really an idea of how many districts in the state are doing this. We don't have a complete number at this point, and even the state doesn't track that. But I did hear that most of them are adopting policies of some sort. And of course, there's the education co-chair, Representative Jennifer Leeper, who's talking about having, a priority to have a statewide ban in districts on cell phones in this coming session. So there's a lot of discussion, but it varies. But in these districts, they ban the phone completely.
Right. Livy Stanford from the Hartford Courant. Just real quick to close, anything else that you learned or that we didn't get to that you want people to know about?
Well, I think it's just really interesting to, even with improving academic achievement, how it's really brought people back together. It seems to be, even for many of the, I spoke to three of these students in New Haven, and they really talked about how they were just grateful to be able to connect with people again, to connect with their fellow peers, and to really have conversations that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
And so I think putting these phones away really brings people back together, and it brings back connection that seems to be missing from not only in schools, but in the wider world. You see this disconnection. People are always on their phone, and there seems to be this lack of connection, of having even simple conversations, and even having a simple conversation and saying hello can really make an impact.
I totally agree. And Libby, I don't know you. I think you've been on the show before, but I honestly encourage everyone to read it. And I'm hugely supportive of keeping these phones out of our kids' hands as much as possible. And we need to do it too as adults. So I'm just glad you wrote the piece. Nice job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me this morning. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Libby Stanford from the Hartford Current. Again, go there and read it. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.